are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, Elder Walter is joining us on the line as we're speaking about all things sharing God's mission. And we are on our Thursday. Listen, my elder, before we start, can you please pray for us?
Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you because of your goodness. We thank you for the many blessings that we have received from the event. We ask, Lord, that may your spirit be with us as we be going through the remaining part of the week's lesson. We pray that may your spirit instruct us, may give us understanding, and may our hearts be convicted, and may we be convicted by this word. For we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, we are there. Submission to God's will. Okay. Let me not say anything. Let me let you do the study first.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting lesson. And I think the title, Submission to God's Will, it's a difficult thing that I would say to do, to submit to God's will. Because it goes against our very nature. Imagine if you're asked then to then become that which is against who you are, that which is against your inclination, and that is against your comfort, your personal comfort, and you're supposed to submit to something that is higher than you. It's not an easy thing. And now we're talking about how Abraham was submitting to God's will. In the various aspects, I know the quarterly writer then identified about four aspects in which Abraham had to submit to God's will. The first thing that Abraham had to say as he is submitting is his calling. Remember, God says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, he says, go from your country, from your people, and from father's household to the land I will show you. It looks like it's a difficult experience for someone to just tell you that you need to move out of your comfort zone, away from your relatives, away from your friends, away from the usual and the common. And God is saying, I want you to be a country, not with a name, but a country which I will show you. So it then speaks to one who indeed had to submit to be in a nature and to have the confidence that I can submit to a will, to God's will, and He knows that I have the best interest for you. I found something interesting to say. The land which I'll show you, the lesson writer says, this seems like a strange description of a destination. Because if someone has to call you, he has to give you a destination. You can say, come here. Here being the destination. You just don't say, come. Go to a land which I'll show you. So it means there are two things. There are two things that are uncertain here. Number one is the land. Number two is that the time when you show me where the land that I'm going to. But all this now, it then demanded something from the character of Abraham, which is to depend wholly upon what? Upon God. So in other words, in our day-to-day lives, we are to trust God in our day-to-day walk. To say God knows the destination, He knows where He wants to take us, number one. He also knows when He's going to take us. Many times we have not trusted the will of God that God has the best, our best interest at heart. We think sometimes in our wisdom and in our experience, in our education, we know better. But this experience of Abraham is saying, He's teaching us that we need to align our will to that of God. He has a better knowledge of what He has reserved for us. He has a better knowledge of what He has prepared for us. So I think on that one, his calling is basically, he aligned his calling to the will of God and he submitted to the will of God in terms of his calling. I don't know, do you want to comment on that before I go to the other aspect?
No, it's for me, it's a matter of, my elder, the other day I was even thinking about this, saying that there are songs in which we sing and we are speaking about surrendering to God's will, right? And then other songs we sing saying that, God, you may take it all as long as I have you. I'm like, whoa, We say these things, but now when we have to do them, it becomes a problem. As much as we also understand that we do not know His will for our lives, He only knows, but then we have to surrender to that. It's quite difficult, you know. So it's a matter of applauding Abraham, saying, hey, yes, you did it. Hey, yeah, you did it. But for us, it becomes a challenge because not knowing, I think with us, not knowing is a problem.
Not knowing. I think we are not okay with not knowing. That's the problem. We are not, when you surrender to God's will, you need to understand that it's okay not to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay not to know. Yes. So it's surrendering comes from a place of ignorance, of not knowing with certainty what will happen.
Mm.
And as Christians, that's why then faith comes into place.
Mm.
To say, faith does not work with knowledge, but it works with its knowledge of events. But it works with the knowledge of the one who has promised.
Mm.
So faith is knowledge of the one who has promised to, and his ability to bring the promises into reality. So it has nothing to do with the circumstances around you, but it has it's everything to do with the knowledge of who he has promised that he's able to deliver. You know, the second thing that Abraham had to trust God and to surrender was the choice of the land.
Mm.
You know, we know Genesis 13:14 has, there was a quarrel between the servants of Lot and Abraham. And Abraham saying, you can choose whichever you go. I will, if you choose right, I'll go to the left. If you go left, I'll go to the right. And then God comes to Abraham and says, now raise your eyes and look to the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I'll give to your descendants forever.
Mm.
The choice of land was not something that Abraham did.
Mm.
It's something that God made for Abraham. You know, many times we make choices. I was actually asking, so what does land represent in our life?
Mm.
Land represented sustenance, livelihood for Abraham.
Mm.
Hey, we need to be able to surrender and to trust God for him to be able to sustain and to provide livelihood and sustenance. Abraham was also look right, left, and east and west. All that you see will be your land.
Mm.
And he had to trust God to prosper in the land that God has given. So many times we don't trust God to sustain us in the places and the position that God has placed us. That's the reason why sometimes we are not hospitable.
Yeah.
We do not participate in mission because we do not understand that God is able to bring fruition, to make us fruitful in the spaces that he has placed us.
Mm.
And he has the purpose of placing us in those places.
Mm.
So the choice of placement was God's. So when God does place us in a specific place, when we accept and align our will with his will, he has a purpose for us, for placing us in those spaces. So Abraham was willing to submit to God's will in the choice of placement.
Mm.
And when you do that, God has a purpose in allowing us to be placed. You are at Adventist World Radio.
Mm-hmm.
For a purpose.
Yeah.
You could be everywhere else. You could be at Kaya FM or whatever. But God has placed you for a purpose.
Mm.
I won't say, God does not make mistakes. Mistakes is a word that exists in human vocabulary, not in the vocabulary of God.
Mm.
So I say, if God allows you to rest today, if God allows anything to happen, it is within his grand plan of things.
Hey.
So God has no mistake. God makes no mistake. Mistakes are something that many of us, we think, oh, God made a mistake. I should have been a doctor. I should have been him. I'll be preaching to people. Every patient who comes to me, I'll be preaching to them. So now I'm only just a policeman. It's easy to complain about the choice of the land.
Mm.
But God's grand purpose and his will, he knows, he's omniscient. He knows why he places us in different spaces. So I think when we trust and we align our will with the will of God, even in the choice of land, God will use us mightily in those spaces.
Mm.
I think the other thing that he Abraham aligned his will with plan of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. It says, when God revealed to Abraham the destiny of the two cities, Abraham, full of love, tried to save the city because there were not even 10 righteous persons. The cities were destroyed. Abraham submitted to the will of God and accepted God's judgment. How many times have we accepted God's judgment in our cases if the judgment is not favorable? Remember, Abraham wanted to save the city, not to get hit. He pleaded with God from 50. he was saying, if they are wicked, is it possible for a city that big to have less than 50 righteous people?
Yeah.
That was his conviction. Then he said, maybe if they go down, they go down. He went up to 10. So in his conviction, he thought that Sodom, when God comes and to investigate Sodom, he is going to find not less than 10 righteous people in Sodom. Because he thought Lot had done his job. So he said, at least there are 5 in there. There's 5, Lot and his daughters and the wife, 5 are there. Probably they've added 5 more church members to the church to make them 10. So at least I think it will be saved. Do you get my point? But Sodom was destroyed nonetheless. Mm. And Abraham, though he wanted to save Sodom, he was okay with the judgment of God.
Yeah.
When the judgment came, that Sodom, how many times have we grumbled with God when things do not go according to our plan? Many times Sodom has been destroyed, justly destroyed, but we have been angry and mad with God because of the destruction of Sodom that we wanted to save. So I'm thinking is when the things we want to save that we hold dear, that are personal to us, are removed from us by God. By God's providence, we need to be able to be in a space where we accept the results cheerfully. When we accept, I love this quotation. I run a small business.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, in the book, Steps to Christ, the last chapter.
Mm.
When you are perplexed with business, when your prospects seem so dim, and your chances of winning are growing slim and slim. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes.
And once you've done all to win, and you've done everything possible for you to win, you need to trust God and leave the results with God. You know, the idea of leaving results with God is foreign to us. We want to pray and leave the results with us. We want to pray and then say, and also, what is this? The result will only depend upon us. But God is teaching us in this chapter, in this lesson, that we need also do up, like Abraham did.
Mm.
But after doing our best, let's rest and trust in God's will to do it for us, and also bring a favorable result. Even if it doesn't come, let's trust God and submit to his will. I think the last one was challenged.
Yes.
In our cities, we are going to preach the gospel properly and effectively. We need to plead with God to intervene. But we're going to realize in every challenge that we're going to face, God has promised that he's going to be with us. Even though we might not see, but God has promised that he's going to be with us. So I think that was there on Thursday. I don't know. Do you have any comments or any?
No, this one is fine, my pastor. I'm silently praying that may I please accept God's will. Cause wow, so we may go to Friday thoughts. He did say that he's got network issues, right? So let's try call my elder back, older Walter Takabakuri here, who is helping us with the lesson studies. So let us call him back so that he can give us the Friday thoughts as we wrap up the lesson study. So if you do want to follow through, you can go to ssnet.org, so that you may join us there, right? I seem okay. It's coming back. It's coming back slowly but surely. He is coming back. The line just went boop. You know, it happens. It happens. It just went like boop. So let's see if we'll be able to get him back. there. But yeah, so let me know, what are your thoughts regarding God's will? You know, are you okay? Not that we have a choice. But when now God's will prevails, what do you do? What happens? You know, so we're trying to get a hold of our pastor there. I think, yeah, we're really struggling. But he did mention that he's got network issues. But I think we have gotten the gist of this one. So it is all sharing God's mission, you know. And here the focus was on Abraham's life there. So we know that we spoke about the gift of hospitality, Abraham's love for everyone, Abraham's spirit of prayer, and Abraham's mission today, and also submitting to God's will, right? What a beautiful one there. So let's take a quick song break as we prepare for our next conversation with Pastor Pierre.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.